Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP.
I'm talking with Ellen Clark. She's a colleague of mine at Work-Life Connections, EAP, a clinical counselor here. And Ellen, with the holiday stresses and everything coming up at this point in the year, what's that do to relationships with our families?
Well, you know, Ralph, it can make it really challenging, especially with all the media pressure of these idyllic relationships at the holidays. And for a lot of people, it just isn't like that. I mean, it's a pressure time of the year. There's so many pressures in terms of financial pressures, time pressures, that sometimes we're just not at our best. And if there's challenging relationship issues going on at the same time, those can make it really tough to get through the holidays.
So if I wanted to break the cycle then and make it easier to get through the holidays, make my visiting with my family easier, what are some of the things that I might be able to do?
Well, the first thing I think is to control what you have control over, which is try to maintain good self-care in terms of do less, delegate more, try not to overindulge in things like alcohol and rich food, and try to maintain your routines with exercise so that you're coming into the holidays in pretty good shape yourself. And then when it comes to dealing with family members, alter the environment in ways that will work for you rather than they not working for you. Sometimes we kind of get entrenched in routines around the holidays that have kind of worn out their welcome, that maybe they used to work, but they don't work now. For instance, visiting several relatives during the same day on Christmas Day might have worked when you were just a single person or a couple. But now maybe you're married and you have three little kids. So uprooting the kids and driving from here to there and from here to there can be exhausting for families. And so now maybe that kind of, you know, visiting style isn't going to work anymore and you have to readjust.
Yeah. I can remember when the grandparents would love to see the grandkids, but the transitions would drive the kids crazy and they would get incredibly tired.
Right.
And by the end of the day, by the end of the day, they are so fussy.
Or overstimulated and all wound up because they've been, you know, eating all the rich foods and getting charged up, seeing all extended family. And then the parents, you know, are just exhausted. And then people start not getting along. And it gets strained between family members. So, you know, just doing less and reworking that whole situation can go a long ways for people getting along better.
How would I go about preparing my family for that kind of change, letting them know that I'm about to make this change in the routine that they've been so used to over the years?
Well, I think it's being honest and communicate that so that their expectations can change. And just say, you know, listen, you know, we used to do it this way, but now that we have, more children, it's harder. I'd like to propose a different way of visiting everybody, not in the same day, but, you know, extend the holiday out, and I'd like to do it differently. I, you know, definitely want to see people, but we can't do it in the same way we've done in the past, and then just tell the family what you propose.
Do you have any examples of how I might go about asking people to make those changes so that I can do this?
Well, again, I think it's just being honest and talking it through with your spouse or your immediate family, getting that buy-in, and then contacting the extended family and letting them know what's going to work better for you.
Okay. Now, you have a story you wanted to tell us about that time. Do you want to share that story at this point?
Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about how, you know, there can be difficult behaviors that happen over the holidays. And some of those behaviors you don't have a lot of control over. And some of them you may. And it is really perfectly okay that if your family members are doing things that cause you a lot of stress and strain over the holidays, or just cause a lot of disruption in terms of relationships, you can, you know, consider, you know, asking people to change their behavior. And a friend of mine had a situation where every Christmas she would go there with her family, and her siblings would get into this joke-cracking period where they talk about how bad her boyfriend choices were before she met her husband-to-be. And it was, you know, they'd all laugh and joke, but it was really hurtful for my friend. And she took that for several years to the point where she would dread going to back home for the holidays. Till finally she got the courage to send a letter to all her family members and saying, you do this every year and it's really hurtful to me and it's embarrassing to me in front of my husband. And I really wish you wouldn't do that anymore. And they were all surprised that she had had that reaction to what they considered just humor, but were very sorry that they had caused her pain, and they immediately stopped doing that. Ever since then, she's enjoyed her holidays, and it's, her family has appreciated the fact that she was honest, and they stopped doing something that degraded her holiday, and she's enjoyed them ever since.
Well, what about, Ellen, in the other circumstance where I've got a person that I'm interacting with who just is not going to be amenable to change. They're not going to change for me. What do I do then?
And you're right, Ralph. There's a lot of situations that happen over the holidays that are difficult and people aren't going to change. So you really have to think about, maybe do I need to set limits? Do I need to lessen my exposure to this person? Do I need to structure up my time when I'm around this person? So you have to really think about how you can manage it yourself, either through your time or limit setting or exposure, so that you will get through it and maybe have the best of interactions with that person and really mitigate the chances for poor interaction.
Well, Ellen, thank you. And I hope you and your family have a delightful holiday. And everybody out there, remember, Work Life Connections is available for confidential interviews and appointments. Just call 936-1327.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.